Good morning, everyone. Welcome into the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I am your host, Shannon Gray, and today we have our weekly look at sorghum. We're doing that today with Cody Carson. He is the vice chairman of the National Sorghum Producers. And Cody, thanks for taking time to visit with us.
Oh, thanks, Shannon. Glad to be with you today.
Yeah, absolutely. We always love talking to our sorghum producers. Y'all do a lot of work, especially when it comes to government and making sure that things are on track for our producers. We heard yesterday that phase one China trade deal was signed. How big of a win is that for sorghum producers?
Well, for the last several years, China has been the largest importer of U.S. sorghum. They really have a desire for the U.S. product. They use it one thing in their baijiu, which is an alcoholic drink that they use. They prefer the quality of the U.S. sorghum, and they know what they're getting. Sorghum's also used a lot for duck feed over there. The swine flu epidemic that is cratering a lot of their feed demands has not really impacted the sorghum usage. We have merchants in China that have been sitting waiting. They were even willing to pay the tariffs if necessary, but weren't allowed to do so. We hope that we haven't lost too much of a foothold in those markets, and I know it will take a little bit to gain those back, but the signing of the China trade agreement is going to be vital, not just for U.S. sorghum, but for soybeans and proteins and several other commodities.
All right, yeah. And then at the same time, we're also awaiting this potential floor vote in the Senate, I think maybe even today, for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Are you hopeful that that will be done sometime within this month?
It's going to be interesting to see if we can get some bipartisan support and people working together. I think it stands a good deal of success of getting done in the near future. Like you said, hopefully maybe even this month. You know, it just makes common sense to get things worked out with our partners on our north and south border. It's to all of our advantage to get that pushed through and lined out. It may not change a lot, but it just gives everyone a sense of security and knowledge of where we're at and where we're headed in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, looking into 2020 and a little bit back at 2019, a lot of producers struggled between weather and the trade agreements and things last year. But one crop that really didn't struggle all that much was sorghum. Why has sorghum become one of those crops that we can rely on here in the Texas Panhandle?
Well, sorghum certainly wasn't a panacea. There were several difficulties along that road as well. But as a producer, you know, very few of us are monocultures in our panhandle area, where we all try whatever we can that's legal and ethical and will make a dollar and hopefully, you know, be sustainable on our farms. And I think that's the key to sorghum moving in, is sustainability. Where the Ogallala is declining and our water level is dropping continually, we've always wanted to be good stewards, but we're forced into some issues now of maybe making a choice of just putting what limited water we have on our higher input crops. Sorghum has a low seed cost, a lower fertility cost, and is more forgiving of in the drought-tolerant areas. The sorghum is just working well in my operation in rotation with corn and cotton and wheat. It just has a niche that fits. The one area that we do continue to struggle, and this is more on the southern high plains in the Olton, Dimmitt, Tulia triangle, is the sugarcane aphids still seem to think that's a perfect spot to set up home base, and they've given us a little difficulty in that area. But we're learning, and the breeding is coming along with some not resistant varieties, but some varieties that aren't as palatable to the aphids. And we've had some really great things coming down the pathway in gene selection and in some advancements in technology. I think you're going to see sorghum production come a long way in advancement in seed varieties, maybe not to the level corn has in the last 8 or 10 years, but it's going to be a tremendous boost in production in sorghum.
Yeah, of course. And I appreciate you bringing up the sugarcane aphid. We kind of act like it's gone away, but we do still deal with it from time to time.
Well, I sprayed every acre at least once, 100% of my acres one time, and a small percentage the second time. So it's certainly still real and a deterrent for us in some ways here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we look forward to talking to the national sorghum producers as the year progresses. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add today?
You know, it's nice to be able to take these small moments when we have had some success on the trade side with China. I'd like to, you know, commend the staff at the USTR and the USDA for all they've put in, all the work in getting this accomplished and done. I had the opportunity to be at the White House a while back at the Japanese signing, and in talking to the administration, you know, we just stressed that while the farms have taken some knocks and there's been a lot of economic hurt on this, if we've gone this far, please follow through with it and make sure that we get this issue resolved for the betterment of future generations and for our country. And if we can hold the Chinese accountable and get this deal to continue through, I think what happened on that signing is a great start. One thing that, you know, we're looking at $200 billion that they're promising to spend on farm products. But what a lot of people don't realize is that there's a lot of technology and a lot of intellectual property rights that are contained within that also. So it's certainly not just a farm program or a farm trade issue. It's a U.S. issue, and I was very delighted to see it get passed through.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks again for visiting with us. Again, that's Cody Carson. He is the vice chairman of the National Sorghum Producers. That's going to wrap up this morning's edition of the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. We want y'all to go out there and make it a great day. For KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.